So you heard a little of my story, and hopefully it gets you to relate. I mean, I really did start out just as a janitor. I really started out with zero. And just as I became abundant in other areas, I became abundant in this area because the secret is psychology. Now, one of the psychological barriers to becoming wealthy is the belief, the limiting belief that, gosh, I have nothing to start with. You know, I have no vehicle. I don't have my own business. I can never achieve this. Well, let me tell you that that comes from not understanding one simple principle that I know you've heard about. But, you know, there are a lot of things in life we know intellectually or we've heard about, but we don't own it emotionally, so it doesn't benefit us. And one of those is the power of compounding. Now, when Einstein talked about all the principles in the universe that were astounding, one of them he described was compounding. That if a man really understood this, his fascination would be beyond almost anything else he could imagine, because here is a chance for you to start out with almost nothing, and you can be a full-time person employed by someone else and still be wealthy. You don't have to be Bill Gates. You can invest in Bill Gates, but you can do it with tiny amounts of money that allow you to take his talent and ride piggyback on Bill Gates or on Steve Case of AOL Time Warner or of Wayne Huizenga at a Blockbuster. You don't even have to have unique ideas. You have to become an investor, because if you invest in those people who have the genius to build companies, as an example, your wealth can grow beyond your wildest imagination. Even if you're not a great investor, you can do it if you understand compounding. Here's what it is. When you invest money and then you don't spend it, money that is continuously reinvested compounds on top of itself, and in the beginning it grows very slowly and eventually has explosive growth beyond anything you could earn, even if you're a top athlete or business person. Let me give you an example by giving a metaphor. I just took up the game of golf. I swore I would never do this. It's too slow. It's an old man's game. And I knew I'd get addicted to it, is the truth. And that's so challenging. It's such a mental game. But if you and I went up to play golf, and most people bet on holes, and I walk up to you and I say, you know, why don't we bet just 10 cents a hole just to make it fun? You probably go, you know, even if I'm a good player or not a good player, you probably say, okay. And I say, you know what? As we get close to hitting the first ball, I say, why don't we double it each hole? You know, just 10 cents the first hole, 20 cents the second hole, 40 cents, you know, the third hole. And you say, okay, that'll make it more interesting. You just made a big bet, and you better be good at golf. Let me tell you why. Let's walk through it for a second. The first hole's worth a dime. Second hole's worth 20 cents. Third hole's worth 40 cents. Fourth hole's worth 80 cents. Fifth hole's $1.60. Sixth hole is $3.20. Now, if you play golf, you know there's only 18 holes. So we're six holes into it. We're a third the way into it. It's only $3. So what's the most it could cost? It's probably $12, right? Well, let's continue. If the sixth hole is $3.20 and we double it, then the seventh hole is $6.40. The eighth hole is $12.80. The ninth hole is $25.60. Now, there are 18 holes. We're halfway there. Are we a little higher than you pictured in your mind when we started? Yeah, but you're going, oh, what's the worst? $100, $50, $75? Oh, no. The 10th hole is $51.20. The 11th hole is $102.40. The 12th hole is $204.80. Come on, you can follow this in your head. The 13th hole is $409.60. The 14th hole is $819.20. The 15th hole is $1,600, $1,638.40 to be exact. You know what it is on the 18th hole? $13,107.20. We go from 1,000 to 13,000 in three holes. Now, if I could show you this on a graph, if I was with you visually, I could show you investing on a graph. It's 10 cents, 20 cents. If you went across horizontally, it looks like the grass is growing. It's so slow. But when you get to about the 15th hole, it starts to explode off the charts, where instead of seeing grass, you see mountains showing up on the graph. And what happens is it grows geometrically. So what happens for most people is they start investing and they say, oh, it's such a small amount. I'm only getting 10 or 12% or even 20%, but it means nothing. You know, I'm not making enough money. I'm only starting out with, you know, $100 a month. Let me give you a reality check. If you just put away $5 a day, $5 you're spending on other stuff, that's $150 a month. And you invested that at a 15% annual return and you didn't take out your profit. In other words, when you made a return, you reinvested it. And you do that for 30 years. You say 30 years is a long time. Well, of course it is. But you're talking about $150 a month. You're never going to notice it. You know, $150 20 years from now is nothing, right? Think about it. So if you do that for 30 years, that's worth $1,051,000. You had another 10 years. Guess what that's still worth now? Now it's worth $4.7 million. Now, obviously, you could invest more than $150 a month if you were committed. So you say, what if I could save a lot? What if I could go and do something like $250 a month? Well, $250 a month, to give you an idea, is worth $7.8 million in that same 40-year period of time. So that's the power of compounding. If you're starting with nothing, you can make this happen. Let's go back to the example in golf. Remember I said it's worth $13,000 on the 18th hole? Well, remember, on the 15th hole, it's only worth $1,600. There's a big difference between $1,600 and $13,000. What if you waited three holes to start? What if you said, oh, I got time, I don't have that much money, you know, I got a little more money, then I'll start betting dimes. I'll wait to the third hole to start doing it. Then the most you can make is $1,600 instead of $13,000. The lesson I want you to get is, no matter how little you're starting with, you must get started now. I don't care what it is. You've got to put that money aside, and you've got to make sure you invest it. And I'll give you one more good example. If you want to make sure you can take care of your child's education, all you'd have to do, even with today's sky-high prices for traditional education, is put away $100 a month beginning at your child's birth. And if you just reinvest that at a 15% rate of return, which many people today are looking at returns, as you well know, of 40, 50, 60% or more. But if you kept it at 15 as the average through the years, then you'd have $110,000 by the time your child turns 19. Now, if you don't ever add another dime, you don't keep adding $100 a month, you don't add anything, you just keep reinvesting it. If they don't touch that money, like you put it in trust, by the time they reach age 50, they'd have $9.6 million from that $100 a month you did till they were 19. Think about that. By the time they're 60, they'd have $39.2 million, and 60 is young. If you want to wait till 70 to touch it, they'd have $158 million. Now you say, well, you know, 50, 60, 70, I don't know, that's old. Well, you know, many of you listening are older than that. But I want to tell you something. A woman today who reaches the age of 50 can expect to see her 92nd birthday. If you reach the age of 50 without cancer, without heart disease, you're going to live to be 92. That's what the statistics say. Men, it's not as good for you. I'll just leave it at that. In contemporary America, 8 in 10 people now sail past their 65th birthday. That's an amazing statistic. Now, especially when you realize that in 1900, the year 1900, the average life expectancy for an American was 47.3 years old. 47! In 1998, the average life expectancy was 76.6 years. We virtually doubled the life expectancy of a human being in one century. Now, that was before we had the kind of technology we have today, where we're decoding our entire DNA as a species. I mean, if you think about that and you think about where we're going, our life expectancy will explode beyond what it is now. So the question is not whether you're going to live a long time, at least not if you're going to practice what you've learned in this program, but also, what are you going to do when you get there? What are you going to do to enjoy your life, and how are you going to support yourself? So handling your finances is so critical, and compounding is the ticket. And don't kid yourself and say you have no money. If you say, well, you know, I have so little money, I'll take 10% and invest later on, you're wrong. If you're not willing to take a dime out of a dollar, you're not going to take $100,000 out of a million. It won't happen. And so the question people always ask is, well, where do I start? And the answer is, you must start with a minimum of 10% of what you earn being invested and not touching it, reinvesting and compounding it. I've never met a person. When you go to our Wealth Mastery Program, we help you figure out exactly where you are today financially, because most people don't really know. And we have you describe exactly what you want to do at many levels, short-term, mid-term, long-term. And we have you come up with your ultimate dreams, and you'll find out your dreams are possible. They're totally achievable. And we run a computer program. We keep changing it till we come up with examples that are incredibly conservative, and you know you can achieve them. In all the years that I've done this, virtually anyone that I've talked to, whether starting from zero, in the hole, or ahead, saving 10% reinvested can achieve their goals in 10 to 14 years. It's extraordinary because of the power of compounding. In the beginning, you go, this will never happen. It's like the 10 cents a hole. And then all of a sudden, bam, 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 you have this huge growth. I'll give you another example. I was reading in People magazine about a man named Ted Johnson. He was an African-American UPS delivery man. He grew up in the South, and he just recently passed away in his 90s. So you can imagine, in the South, when he was growing up in his youth, he wasn't exactly treated as an equal. And so he didn't seem to have the same economic opportunity that most people would have. In his entire life, he never made more than $30,000 a year. But when he died, through the power of compounding, he left a legacy of more than $70 million. $70 million! And by the way, he gave away $36 million of that money while he was alive. It gave him such joy. You're going, I'm going to work for the UPS. No, it's not the UPS. It's that he took his money, he set aside, he compounded, he didn't touch it. And now he's left this legacy for his family and for his friends and from the city he grew up in. He was so thrilled in his passing because he lived a full life into his 90s. He loved his life. He had a great lifestyle, but he also created incredible abundance for the people around him. And he now has a legacy that lives beyond him.